This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Bon Jovi. Welcome along to the party. Yeah, a bit of French there, mate. You don't like a bit of French? Merci, no. Barbecue.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi, living on a prayer. Worst joke, but I love it. I got this from the casino back when like learning roulette and baccarat, and we had a French teacher who, she was so cool. She was like, you know when you see someone, you're just like, I want to be them. I wanted to be her.
Yeah.
She had traveled the world, worked in casinos all across Europe. And so she's teaching us, and she's so proper. And she's like, when we're learning roulette, we're going to learn how to play the orphans, which is basically every kind of, like the wheel of roulette is in thirds, and it's called something other orphans. And she'd always
something
say
something orphans.
It's called the orphans because it's like not together or something like that.
Oh,
French.
Geez, that's,
it's a beautiful language.
It's a brutal language.
And so anyway, I used to give her the shits because I'd be just like, you know, merci barbecue. She'd be like, oh, you do not know how much that tries my patience. I'm like, oh, Bon Jovi. She's just like, oh. She's like, I'm going to fail you on principle. She didn't, but lovely lady. Let's talk about Alpha Bucks, your letter for Monday. J for Julietta. I can get that one. That we had a Star Wars question today. That was pretty
that
hard,
was hard,
actually.
I wouldn't have known it.
No, I actually.
Star Wars is such a niche thing.
It
right?
is. So now I'm really going to scan this properly because I want to get away the niche one. It's actually really easy for Monday. You'll get this one, but I don't know if people would. So I'm going to give you this one, okay? Name me, starting with the letter J, a reality TV show.
Jersey Shore.
Bang. Judge Judy, Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Yep. But I feel like that wouldn't come to people naturally. You know reality TV. So hopefully that's good for everyone. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
That's easy. Is that the hardest one on there?
There's another one, but I reckon, nah, that's the hardest one. That's the most niche one.
Okay.
The rest are all really like observing kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't give anything more than that or I'll get in trouble again. So, there it is. Enjoy the podcast and have yourself a great weekend. We'll give you all the info on how we went with McCappy Day and see how many Big Macs I ate in one day.
How many?
My goal is eight.
Eight?
No. No, I'll make one and be like, oh my God, a disaster, and then I won't eat it.
I'm excited. This is like my Christmas. This is taking me back to my
I'm excited Macca's to see, because you worked at Macca's. I'm excited to see you like just kind of like move out of the way, kid,
can
and then
I,
you're like flip.
Can I say one huge point of difference since I worked at Macca's?
The invention of colour TV.
Well, no, it's very big and it's hard. Everything's mad.
You listen to the way you speak, you freak. It's so big and hard.
Whoa, I wasn't.
You said it. You literally. I'll play it back to you after.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you went, I've got to bring one thing. It's really big and it's really hard. You
because
literally said it like that.
Because it is. It's big and hard. Like,
and
literally,
girthy.
It was a big change and it's made it harder. Not harder, but like, you know, harder, I reckon. So
okay.
Now everything's made fresh to order.
That's correct.
So back when I worked there,
yep.
They would just pump the cheeseburgers in the bay. And then literally you would just so, you know, cheeseburger, it's good to go, whereas everything's, you know, which is, it's better, fresh is better.
Yep.
A lot of wastage back in the day too. That was my job at the end of the night.
To eat them all.
I used to, you know, the fry bays back in the day. They don't do this anymore, thank goodness.
You could be my fry bay.
But if there was any fries left in the bay, you would have to literally put it in the bin. Now, obviously I didn't. I just put it all. I just, you know, film. I used to take big handbags and fill
Absolutely. The
handbags up with fries.
Yep.
And that's probably why I don't even think about
to steal a quote from you. Controversial.
Cholesterol.
Believe it. To steal a quote from you. Controversial opinion.
Mm.
I liked it when the cheeseburgers were like older.
I love it when the fries are older. I love soggy fries.
I like
when
them.
They're fresh. I'm like, oh
yeah, the fresh ones. They're so hot, and you like put them in your mouth. You're like, oh god, fire
and
in my mouth.
They're too crispy.
Yeah, no, I like the cheeseburgers.
I love a
to
soggy fry.
Absorb the flavor a little bit. The cheese needs to melt.
Don't like. And I also another controversial opinion. I like flat Coke. I don't like fizzy drinks.
All right, get out of here. All right, we're done. Enjoy the podcast. That's insane. You're insane. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And if you're under a rock, you might have missed the big announcement last night. The show that we thought was done and dusted has been announced to come back to Channel 10, to Network 10. In 2023, and joining us right now, Susan Kennedy, Jackie Woodburn. Good morning.
Good morning, and what a good morning it is.
Oh, no doubt. We're pumped. We're excited.
Oh, you have no idea. This is just so thrilling. My face is sore from smiling. It's just great news.
So tell us how this all unfolded, because I do know at your house you held a wrap party with the cast. did you know this fire could potentially be burning in the background and it could come back, or did you genuinely feel unemployed for a period of time?
No, the finale was the finale. We were done. It was a beautiful ending. I think the finale was perfect, and we were all devastated. It was such a big part of our lives. The show was still going so well. We were telling great stories that we all had so much energy, so it felt dreadful that we were ending it. But to find out that we were back now was a complete shock. I only found out about a week ago. The four of us found out on the same morning, we were told, and we were all instantly committed. We just said, yep, I'm in. Whatever it is, I'm in. So it couldn't be more thrilling. But no, it was a complete surprise.
And what was the first call you made to the TAFE to cancel that trade you've been learning, Susan? Oh, Jackie, I call a great character.
Yes, straight onto eBay. Yes.
Obviously...
Selling all the stuff you stole from set. You're like, oh, geez, we're going to need some of that back.
Obviously, it is cast members like yourself that are the reason why we want to bring it back. Is everyone confirmed, locked and loaded, and coming back, like the originals that we love?
Well, I only know the four, as I've just said, the four of us, and we were committed that day. We're in.
Yep.
I've got no idea who else is coming back. I don't know. I imagine that there's a huge flurry going on at the moment, and given that a lot of people went off with their stories, I suspect there'll be quite a lot of the old faces. There definitely will be some new faces, because that's the nature of the show.
Yeah.
You know, we bring in these new characters all the time. So whatever it is, I mean, I think the finale was awesome. I think the kickoff for the next season will be even bigger and better.
For sure.
And obviously it's going to be in new hands with Amazon. I have a feeling they might have a little bit of a better budget than the old hands. So are we going to see it filmed in the exact same locations? Are we going to see the original Ramsay Street, or are we going to
I don't know about Ramsay Street. I think all the grown-ups are all working on that at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of sort all that. But we will be filming back at the studios at Nunawading.
Well, that's
definitely
cool.
We'll be there.
And I'm curious, because it is within the hands of kind of a streaming platform, are they just going to drop the 250 episodes a year that would normally get put out?
Yes. So when people binge it, yes, yep. they'll be locked in their houses for days. Yes.
Absolutely. Can you imagine that?
On that point, did Amazon get the rights to all the old episodes, or are we starting completely fresh?
I think they have some years of episodes. I'm not sure how many, but I think they have not all of them, but I think they have some years of episodes that you'll be able to stream separately, apart from the new episodes that we'll make starting next year. And the new episodes will be on the second half of next year. We start filming April. So, but there will be older episodes that you will be able to stream at another time.
And last question, will they have a budget to give Kylie Minogue more lines if she makes another appearance on the show?
Look, you know, who thought you would have seen Kylie back on the street? Mm, who thought you would have seen Guy Pearce back on the street? So it's Neighbours. Anything is possible.
So true. Well, Jackie, congratulations to you. We are excited for you. The whole country is happy. Our Neighbours is coming back to Network 10 2023. Thank you so much for your time today, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for support. It's just brilliant for all of us.
But Alan, I pride myself on being the cool auntie, the fun auntie that I will literally throw any amount of cash at you to make you love me, auntie.
Okay, that's good that you're admitting that. Sad, but
well,
good.
Well, the thing is, I've always been in competition ever since Emmy was born, because she has another auntie, Aunt Von, who is exactly my age.
I love Aunt Von. She's the best. She's so cool. She took her to SeaWorld the other day.
Yes.
Yeah, Aunt Von. Hell yeah, Aunt Von.
Auntie Von.
Von. Everyone.
No. So Auntie Von, I will admit.
I'm so fired up right now.
I'm so fired up.
Even though I'm joking.
To be honest, even I love Auntie Von. She's a lovely person. And I actually can't even say anything horrible about her. And that's the worst part, because she is just a lovely person. Great auntie to Em. But what she has versus me is proximity. So she's always lived just around the corner. So she picks her up all the time. They go on little movie dates. And I got to admit, I have absolute FOMO. So I always try and overcompensate on like birthdays or Christmases. I come in pretty much with the wallet.
Yeah.
So I spoke about on the show recently how I organized when she was at SeaWorld.
You try to hijack the experience by getting your mate to give her a little private tour.
I did, who worked at SeaWorld, and surprise her.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, this is all about...
Inserting yourself into something where you don't belong. What a surprise.
This is all about my niece, you know. It is all about
I thought you said
her.
My neediness.
No, my niece.
Niece. Okay, cool.
But I cannot believe what I've done. Like, I literally think I've lost aunt points. Like, I think Vaughn takes the reins at the moment.
That's why she's the favourite. Vaughn.
Stop it. So, too real. 2 days ago was my niece Emmy's birthday. Now, I know this, right?
That's why you didn't mention that in the office. Normally, you would have.
I know this is her birthday. It's always been her birthday. And I always know because I make the biggest deal out of it. You know,
so what's the date of that again?
Presents. It's oh God.
She's looking down.
Because it is. I obviously know it's the 16th. It's only because I didn't know what the date was today, Alan. I didn't know what the date was today. I had to take a second.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Favorite auntie.
Because we were traveling from Jero, I put in my mind that morning, and with the time difference, because they're in New South Wales, I was like, I got to time this right. I can't ring them too late. She gets at school, all that type of thing.
Yeah.
Because what happened was our road trip ended up blowing out longer than what I would like. By the time I got home and had a moment to myself, it was like 10 o'clock their time, which is way too late. Emmy's bedtime is 8:30. I know
their
that.
Time? We didn't get back that late.
I know, but by the time I got home, had a shower and all that.
Well, that took you 6 hours.
And literally, it was too late. So on my niece's birthday, I didn't even call her nothing. Like, and because I'd given her that SeaWorld experience.
Did you say SeaWorld experience? I think it's a C word.
That was meant to be her birthday present. But obviously I was like, I will get her an epic Christmas present. And I agreed with her parents that was going to be her birthday present so she didn't get way, way, way too spoiled. Because I do have a tendency to do that.
Your brother has talked to you quite a lot about that.
But yesterday was an opportunity to make good, right?
I guess. Better late than never, they say. Aunt Vaughn wouldn't be late.
She wouldn't. And guess who forgot again yesterday?
Not Aunt Vaughn. I can tell you that much.
I know. I can't. I have to do something to win back the auntie points.
Nah, you just lose the battle,
this
mate.
This Christmas, I am going big, baby. I am going big.
Aunt Vaughn will go bigger.
It's going to be expensive. Put it that way.
All right. It's going to need to be honest.
Oh, don't. You're so team Auntie Vaughn.
Absolutely. She sounds
awesome.
And you
know what the worst part is? You should have said, she handmade her a cake.
Bet she did.
That she delivered to her. In her room.
I wanted
her
to be my auntie.
I know.
I don't make that happen. Hell yeah, Aunt Vaughn. I'm sorry to do this to people out there who thought the war was over, but the pizza fight is back on the menu. Pun very much intended. As radio announcers, we see a lot of those typical topics come on through, and one of the rules that we have on the show is we'll never do the pineapple on pizza phone.
Because
on
it doesn't affect my life either way, if you eat it or not.
It affects me, but that's okay. I like it. But a new ingredient has entered the arena.
Entered the group chat, guys.
And it's causing some controversy. So a model, of course, ordering pizza, maybe, has spotted this on the menu and decided to go, wait a second, I'm a bit shocked about this in a combination. So let me go through the combination. It's either smoked beef or chicken, your choice, pineapple, we're not touching that, onion, curry powder, and banana. Cue lots of clicks and it being shared all around the world.
Now, controversially, Alan,
yep.
I do have an opinion on this, unlike the
surprised.
Pineapple debate.
You have an opinion
I refuse
too.
To enter
you just don't
into
do it.
It
on air.
It's too controversial. You know, there's certain things you don't touch on this show.
Yep.
I will
politics, pineapple and pizza.
I will enter the group chat on this one, though, because I am here for it.
Of course you are.
I'm here for it. And I'm just trying to be controversial, guys. I'm not just trying to get you clicks. I am here for it. Smoked beef or chicken, obviously I'm veggio, so maybe I would opt out for that.
Okay.
But get me on a weekday, maybe not. Do you know why? Because it's the curry powder and the onion that gets me over the line.
I think it ties it all in.
There's something about sweet and savory. It just, I feel like it could work.
Ditch the sultanas out of a rice the other day for literally the same reason?
Yeah,
is that the little sweet burst?
No, you know what it is with the sultanas? Too much, because it's
as
like,
opposed to a banana. And I like to think they don't even chop it up. They just like slap this big banana on each slice of pizza.
By the way, Jero, that was a real theme with you guys. A lot of sultanas in things there. Don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know what's going on. Well, expect this on the menu soon.
So this was actually on a menu in Bali.
Yeah.
So everyone's second home here. So I wonder if other people have encountered it or not. But I don't know. I like to think on holidays, you know what? I would wash that down with a bean tang.
A bintang. Sounds like fun, mate. Sounds like you already had a few bintangs, to be honest with you. Carly, I did just allude to it. There's one thing that you and producer Bailey talk about all the time, which I really can't chip in when the conversation starts, so I stay to the side, and that is op shopping.
I love it.
It's not that I hate it or anything. It's just not real. I know the patience. And also, I'm a bigger guy, so when it comes to getting clothes that are in my size, it's a little harder than your typical size, you know, generics kind of sizing. Not saying that you guys are normal or anything.
But you never know what you're going to find. That it's like a treasure hunt.
That's right. That is exactly it. And so I had some time to kill yesterday. I was doing getting some stuff dry at a laundromat, popping into my mates again, you know, let's get it done.
You don't have a laundry?
No, I've got a washing machine and everything, but I don't have a dryer. And so occasionally, mainly when I'm out on tour in Geraldton or something, the washing kind of gets behind because Julia doesn't know.
All right, we're not touching that.
We're not going to touch that. So I'm like, I'm just going to dry it and get it all done. And also it was raining as well yesterday, so I'm like, let's just get it dried. So I'm doing that. So I've got time to kill. There's an op shop just next to the laundromat.
Nice.
So I'm like, rock and roll, baby. So I go in there. I'm keen. Mm. You know, I'm like, you know what? I don't even know what
time.
I want.
I've got time to kill. You've got the open-mindedness. And this is when the stars really align, I think.
Yeah. So I'm going through all the little ornaments and all the knickknacks and stuff.
Oh,
and
nice.
And I was like, this is kind of funny. Nothing I want to buy or anything. But I'm like, yeah, cool. And then I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know what I need is jeans. I'm like, I'm going to go to the jeans section.
Perfect.
Like maybe some old person died who's my size and I can get their jeans. Because that's pretty much all the stuff that's in the op shop, right?
No.
Okay. Anyway, I'm in there anyway. I'm hunting through and I'm like, oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? That is a lie. I didn't even get the chance to have the intensity to hunt through because there was a person beside me who was also rummaging through the jeans. And I'm like, okay, well, he's in that section. And I'm like, there's a few jeans over here. I'll just kind of pretend that I'm looking, but really I'm waiting for him to move because I can tell the bigger ones are down that end. I start inching closer. So at one point, we are literally next to each other because I'm like, here we go. And he drops the loudest, longest, smelliest fart I have ever experienced. Like, not only not that I was there, but not that he was there. Like, he was in a toilet.
Did he have a hearing aid on? Maybe he didn't hear it.
Oh, you could taste it. It was the grossest thing. And I just walked out.
Well, that's why he needs
new jeans.
He needs a thicker material, I guess.
He needs something. He went to the underwear section after, I reckon.
What's this got to do with op shopping, though?
Type of clientele that I'm fighting
in
there.
It is
people
not.
Dropping their guts.
People fart everywhere, Alan.
Nah, not like that. Trust me, not like that. It changed the pH of the room.
Oh, God.
It bleached part of my beard.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm still wearing the old jeans. I'm not going to be getting any new ones anytime soon. That guy, and if you're listening, mate, you're a monster. You need to take a good hard look at yourself, mate. You know what you did.
I think you've almost turned me off op shopping.
I think he winked at me after.
Alan, there's a new survey that's come out that is no surprise to anyone. And that is, when you call your boss calling in sick to work, whether you're legitimately sick or not, apparently all of us are guilty of using what they call their sick voice.
At least a majority of people survey, 2,000 adults, 79% said they put on a voice. And I get it. Like, I mean, you don't, even when you're like kind of coming at the other side of a sickness, you don't want to be like, hey, boss, I'm feeling pretty bad today.
You gotta match the tone. And it's almost like you're trying to sell it, right?
Well, because, you are.
Yeah, you are. You're literally trying to, because you don't want them questioning it.
No, you don't.
It's the last thing you want. But we've both had to do this before.
Because
Our boss has a no-text policy when it comes to
He wants to hear the sickness.
He wants to hear it.
I did text him last time, but because I literally couldn't speak. And I said, hey, man.
That's a good move.
No, but I actually couldn't speak. Remember? Like, I was like, and then I.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, wink. do we want to call the boss?
Let's see.
And see if he.
Yeah, because I reckon out of you and I, I am the more convincing one. I've done this before.
I reckon I'll go first. All right, let's go. All right, let's do it.
Morning.
Dan, I'm just, I'm not feeling great. I just don't, I don't think I'm going to be able to come in today, Dan.
Did I see you at a bar last night by any chance?
Nah, not someone else that looks exactly like me, I think. But, I think
on Facebook, Alan, I saw you, topless women at a bar last night.
No, you're, that's my cousin. So, no, I can't come in today, Dan. I'm just, I'm going to try my best. Maybe I'll be in tomorrow or late this afternoon, okay?
It's pretty bad acting, mate. Pretty bad acting.
All right, Dan. Well, I mean, that's fair. All right, Carly, you give it a crack. I want to hear how you go.
The trick is to, like, rough up the throat first. Okay. Like the, a lot of it's all in the throat.
In the throat. Definitely.
Okay.
That's why I got in trouble.
sorry, Dan. Forgive me. I'm just calling to let you know. Unfortunately, I would love to come in, but it's just not good for anyone in the office to be around me at the moment. I'm just a germ carrier, and it's really not for me. It's for the rest of the office.
Little bit more convincing. I like the fact you're playing the sympathy of others card. Definitely.
Thank you. The selflessness
coming off the back of COVID, you've definitely got to play up the "I do not want to give this to other people" card.
Exactly right. So who's getting the day off?
I'm going to go with Carly.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
I don't think that's. Yeah,
I love the stagger in the stagger. It's the stagger in the voice that sells it. I think.
Yeah. I think what we've taken away from this is it means that when Carly does call legitimately, you aren't going to believe it, and when I do call legitimately, you're going to believe it, right?
Vicky again.
There you go, Carly. Looks like
you're too good. Damn it, I was too good.
Done yourself out of a sick day, mate. So thank you, Boss Dan. Thank you for answering our call. We appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.